It's always disappointing, you know, to go away with a loss, in particular with all the flying that's in between. But it also gives us a lot of time to realise there's quite a few positives to take out of last night's game. We came up against a team that's now won 7 in a row. I think they had 40 of their 84 points or 88 points come from the bench, and 5 guys in double figures. So obviously the whole team's playing well, they're gelling well, and you know, we could learn a lot from New Zealand. But in saying that, we've only got 2 days to take something from the game, make the adjustments needed, and try and reverse the result on Sunday, which I believe we will. I think the easiest answer is to simply look at the rebound count. It's tough to win games when you're giving the other team so much possession, and they're that good that if they miss one shot but then get their own rebound, rarely do they miss 2 times at the ring. So just the rebounding game, and it involves everyone. They shoot a lot of three-pointers, which results in a lot of long rebounds. So it's not a matter of just looking at our big saying you didn't do the job. Everyone that's on the court at the time has to get in there and rebound.
How do you do that? How do you improve the rebound?
I think it's a willingness to do so. It's boxing out. It's all the small things that go a long way to winning. And as in the past, if you win the rebound count against New Zealand, it usually goes a long way to winning the scoreboard. And last night proved so.
Do you think it'll take a while to adjust to
life? Yeah, it is. Last night, it was the type of game that Matty would have been amazing in. He guarding up against a guy like Mika Vekona, who's a possession winner. The two of them are two of the toughest guys I've ever played, either alongside or against. And we definitely missed Matty last night, but in saying that, it gives opportunity to someone like a Derek Cook Jr., who I think is going to revel in the opportunity that's now presented itself. So it's going to be exciting for DC with these extra minutes, but in saying that, we need him to step up straight away, and I'll back him to do so, because he's coming up against some of the best bigs in the league back-to-back last night and then again on Sunday. Yeah, he showed a lot of positivity just last night in the extended minutes. You know, a nice move that resulted in 2 points. But his sheer athleticism, and he wants to be out there to help improve the team, and he's going to do so, but he's only played a handful of minutes on court with the guys. So it may take a little bit of time, but it'll be worth it.
I know you've only played a couple on the road, but you've lost both of them. Is there any concerns?
No, not at all. We're really disappointed with our performance up in Cairns, whereas we can take a few positives out of last night. Obviously, it's always disappointing when you lose a game, regardless of whether it's home or away, but at least we put in a pretty good performance. But 30 good minutes out of a 40-minute game isn't good enough, and I still think that's probably what we put in.
New Zealand now won 7 in a row, and they've beaten you guys last 4 times played. What is it about them? What makes them so good at the moment?
Look, they're just disciplined. You know, if you look at most of the other teams, they're trying to score the ball, put the ball through the basket within the first 8 seconds. New Zealand will take it if it's there. Otherwise, they run sets for 20 to 23 seconds. And they just know each other's strengths. So they've got a core group of guys that have been there a long time. They back their system. They bring in guys that can buy in. And right now, they're firing on all cylinders, albeit so early in the season. So credit to them. They're playing great basketball. But, yeah, we're confident we can get the result on them on Sunday. Oh, it all comes down to what Trev's looking for. We can go one way and really back Derek Cook Jr. to step up and be a rebounder, or a screener, get out and run the lanes. 3 things he's very much capable of. If the coaches want to go in a different direction, then hopefully there's a few players out there. But having just landed after a long flight, I'll leave that to the coaches while I go and have a nap. Yeah, it's funny, after every weekend, people like to determine who's the best team in the competition right now. I think they dropped their first game, they've won 7 in a row, so they deserve to be top of the ladder. But then you look over at Cairns, who just beat Melbourne by 25 points. Yet last week, Melbourne were the hottest team in the league. So it's one of those seasons where it's always going to change on a week-to-week basis. But right now, New Zealand deserve to be on top of the ladder.
Shut down Sosa. Can you do it again on Sunday?
Yeah, I hope so. He's a great player. It's the first time I've ever guarded him. He's so controlled out there, so it is a matter of trying to pick him up full court, get the basketball out of his hands, and when he does have control of it, making him take tough shots. But he was one of 5 guys that scored in double figures. It's nice to keep him below his average, but it's a team effort, and whoever is guarding him on Sunday is going to have a tough job ahead of him.
It can be a bit cheeky. How are your ankles?
Oh, I just fell over. It had nothing to do with the crossover. So I didn't even realise he'd done the step back till I was falling over. So the ankles are fine, just old.
It's Mika Vekona's 400th on Sunday. Do you believe emotion will play a big part in the game for them?
Absolutely. 400's an incredible milestone. And in particular, the way Mika plays. He puts his body on the line every single game. he's admired throughout the league. So, you know, he's one of those opponents that you look forward to matching up against, because you better bring out your A game, otherwise he'll embarrass you. And he's done so many, made so many big plays that have won New Zealand games, and rarely does it show up on the box score in regards to the amount of points he scores. But I've always admired the way Mika plays, and for him to be playing 400, that's fantastic. If they were playing any other team, I would actually be cheering for New Zealand to, you know, for the milestone game, but they're playing us, so obviously we want to spoil it from that perspective. But either way, it's 400 amazing games.
Do you have to take their emotion out of it?
Oh, to be honest, it's not something we'll focus on. You know, emotions aren't really something we can control, but we just want to play our style of game. And if we play our style, usually that'll mean that the Red Army are getting behind us and the emotions on our side. So they'll do all they can to get their teammate a win on his 400th, but that's out of our control, the emotion.